Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batson, visiting with my colleague Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's in Berlin. And recently, Mr. Zelensky was in Berlin to present his victory plan to principals of NATO. That would be Sir Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, Emmanuel Macron, the President of France, Olaf Scholz, the Chancellor of the Germans, and Mr. Biden, the President of the United States, along with Mark Rutte, the new General Secretary of NATO. I mention principals here because the victory plan was about NATO, fast-tracking Ukraine for NATO. That was not embraced. There was talk about money. I want to go to something else that I've seen recently in the news out of Europe, which is a model for Ukraine in the future, assuming, as many do, that Russia cannot be dislodged from its hold on the Donbass, eastern Ukraine, and Crimea, cannot be dislodged without the kind of violence that would involve NATO directly in the conflict. Therefore, two models have been used in the news as a possible future. One is the Cyprus model, which means frozen conditions after a conflict, never resolved but always negotiated between Turkey and non-Turkey, Cyprus itself. The other is the newest version of what the future looks like. That is a column in the Financial Times. The West German model, delineate the difference between West and East Germany, was a product of the way the Allies cut up Germany to administer at the close of the war, and also put a capital, Berlin, put a capital, Bonn, and conduct your affairs in the European fashion from the West and in the ruinous conditions of the East, which was at least two generations of deprivation. That would be a model advance for Ukraine. Do either of those models attract anyone in the EU, Judy? Because we're not talking about a happy ending here.
The Cyprus model is, frankly, I've been heavily involved in covering Cyprus from 2022 over the years when I was covering the EU affairs for the Financial Times. I mean, it's... The Cyprus model is the wrong model because Turkey is not going to give up part of northern Cyprus, and various elements are not suitable to this. We were so close to this in 2001, 2002, but that's the Cyprus model at the moment is a stalemate. It's cemented. And if you go to Cyprus, you will see the very different elements of living conditions and culture. Turkey or runs one side, the Cypriots the other. As for the West German model, I'm skeptical about this. I think it's too easy because it's the West German model only worked, and the division of Germany only worked because of the American occupation and presence in Western Germany, frankly. And we're dealing with a completely different model now. And if anybody's promoting a West German solution for want of a better term to Ukraine, well, I mean, how long did the division of Germany last? It was very, very long, but the stability of West Germany was guaranteed through the American security umbrella. Who's going to then secure the stability and the security of Ukraine if we went down this route? That's the first point. Secondly, if you go down this route of dividing Ukraine, well, you're going to have an immense frozen conflict. And actually, you know, Russia will say, well, we've been vindicated. This was all worth it. We've got the Eastern Donbass. But where will this lead to? I have to admit that the war will have to end at some stage. And at some stage, both sides will have to compromise. But the issue is, at what stage will both sides recognize that they have to compromise, or at least understand where they go from here. And this time hasn't come. And certainly Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, is in no way, is in no mood to compromise, despite the untold numbers of deaths. The fact that he has to use North Korean troops to go into Ukraine is an extraordinary story. But President Zelensky, what can he do after all the deaths there too?
I understand, and I'm not looking beyond the what has happened before in Europe, which is no resolution. The conversation that took place in Berlin some days before this moment, it was not well reported here, more about money and the NATO request. The foreign minister, I believe, maybe the defense minister of Ukraine, said the NATO component was the victory plan. That would offer some change in the status of Ukraine to say it's on the road to NATO, but everybody says no. I'm not looking for a solution. I want to know about that conversation in Berlin. Was it to be continued? Was it NATO is going to be there no matter how the Washington election goes?
It's always to be continued. And there is a consensus among most NATO members that they can hold out the prospect of membership to Ukraine, but they are so reluctant to say, okay, tomorrow or next year, you can join Ukraine, you can join NATO. They're afraid. I think we've had this conversation before. Europe and the Americans and Canada are afraid of Russia. Full stop. And if NATO membership was offered to Ukraine tomorrow or next year or 2 years' time, well, 2 years' time would give Russia even more of a reason to attack Ukraine even more forcefully. But the big issue is, why is the West afraid of Russia? Nuclear weapons? Well, China has nuclear weapons. And China has already told Russia, Putin, if I understand it correctly, that the threat of nuclear weapons, Beijing doesn't like this, but essentially the West is afraid of Russia.
Recently, Judy, there's a new book about America Firsters, 1938 to 1941. This was the time when Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Winston Churchill were working together secretly to arrange conditions so that America could support Britain no matter how it went on the continent, and it went very badly. I bring this up because that spirit of America first, what's in it for us, sometimes called isolationism, is very much in the United States right now. It's a conversation that we hear not just from one party or another, generally understood. And you could make the case that you just made that America was frightened of Germany. It believed in 1940, it believed that Germany had a superior air force, and everything about that moment said, if you have air power, you're going to win a battle. America was very frightened to the point that it took the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor to move the argument. Are we headed in that direction, Judy, again? America will say no right up until there's a catastrophe. Can you feel it?
Oh, gosh. At the end of the day, America will be there. I've no doubts about this. In our previous conversations, I said that Kamala Harris, you know, she's not an Atlanticist. Biden is the last Atlanticist. But at the end of the day, given the institutional memory and the kind of talent in the State Department and in the Pentagon and the CIA, America isn't going to let Europe down. However, America is going to say to Europe, you know, please, you know what you have to do. If you want to talk about a strategic autonomy or more independence or more military independence of your own, go and do it. Go and do it. We have our own domestic considerations. But at the moment, I'm not going to buy into this. I'm not going to buy into this that America is going to pull out.
All right. I use an historical example. It's not the future. It's what's happened before. And because we don't have a presidential success right now, anything's possible. Judy Dempsey, international scholar, senior scholar for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's in Berlin.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.